welcome to Peanut Butter and Jelly Shoes. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Tiffany.
What did we do today, Tiffany?
Today we read a book.
We did. We read a book.
We read one whole book. This is something I've been angling for a while.
Yeah, we read Sweet Valley Twins.
Yeah.
It's a part of the Sweet Valley High series.
Oh my god, you're already so wrong.
Is it not?
It's part of the Sweet Valley universe. There are Sweet Valley Kids when they're in elementary school. Sweet Valley Twins is middle school. Sweet Valley Junior High is, like, a weird thing they did later where it was... Because the Twins is all 6th grade. Junior High is 7th and 8th grade. Okay. Then high school. And then college. And then there's two post-college series.
Why?
Why not? Francine Pascal is a mad genius. That's why.
All right. So, yeah, this was my first ever foray into the Sweet Valley universe.
And we just picked a book at random that I happen to have two copies of.
Yeah, so that we could each read one. Because I certainly don't own any of these. Tiffany owns multiple copies of several. So
I own, like, the whole series.
She presented me with, like, a whole, like, smorgasbord of, like, pick which one you want. She spread them across my kitchen counter one day. I'm not exaggerating. And there was like 12 of them.
They're all still there.
Pick which. Yeah, they are. I'm not good at cleaning up. And she says, pick which one you want. And I said, okay. So the title that intrigued me the most was called.
Which is no surprise.
It was called The Older Boy. Uh-huh. Which is, I'm ashamed of. But I looked at the backs of them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them seem really serious and dramatic. And I didn't want to deal with, like, oh, there was clearly a book about periods. There was a book about racism? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. It was a book. You're right.
I couldn't, like, it was, like, vague.
It can't happen here.
It can't happen here. But it was, like, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, The Older Boy, I can get down with that. I know that feeling. So.
Yeah, you do.
So, we both read The Older Boy, which is Sweet Valley Twins, which is 6th...
Number 15, yeah.
Sure.
They're in 6th grade.
15 out of how many?
Oh my god. Hundreds.
Just for the twins?
Just for the twins, I think it went up to at least, like, 130.
What factory? Okay, was there, like, a factory of just minimum wage, slave wage... people reading, like, writing these books?
I know a lot about it, actually.
Oh.
I know a lot about this.
Oh, no.
I found one of the ghostwriters, because Francine Pascal, like, created the characters.
Yeah.
The characters are it's the Wakefield family. Jessica and Elizabeth are identical twins. It has that thing that, like, all of these books, no matter what age they are, they have the same thing that, like, the Babysitter's Club did, where one chapter is just a complete throwaway, where it's the same exact chapter in every single book where they describe who everyone is.
Yeah.
Which I hated that. I skipped that chapter.
But I appreciated it as the first-time reader.
I guess that's true. But so they're, in these books, they're 12, they have gorgeous sun-streaked blonde hair. And
blue-green eyes.
The color of the Pacific.
They only remind you about every chapter.
And
it's creepy.
Have dimples in their left cheek. Mm-hmm. Well, it gets creepier when they go to high school because they always make sure to say that they're size 6.
What?
And they wear gold lavalier necklaces. So, like, they always add in those two factoids. And I remember when they rebooted, like, they tried to, like, reboot this series where they basically rewrote the first three high school books again. And they just updated a little few details here and there to make it seem more modern. So instead of size 6, they were size 8. And that was, like, really the only real change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what's lavalier?
They're like those, I don't know how to describe it. They're, like, little rectangle necklaces that have their... I'm just
Tiffany's
holding
making
my
gestures. She just, like, held two fingers up. Like, she made, like, an inch. And she just, like, it's like this.
Well, it's like, oh my god, it's...
I'll Google
this.
It.
Google it.
Okay.
It's like their names were basically written on them. They were like little tags.
Oh.
You would know it.
Okay. No, I mean, I never had anything with my own name on it.
You once had a necklace that had a C, right?
I did. I don't know what happened to that necklace.
You loved that thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't my full name.
Fair.
But, okay, so that's what those are called.
Yeah.
Okay. I get you.
Okay. cool.
They each had one with their own name on it, presumably.
Yeah, that they got as presents on their 16th birthday. Oh, man. But anyway, in this universe, right now, they are 12 years old.
Yeah, they're 12 years old, and already their personalities are very well formed, since I've only read one book in this entire universe of thousands, apparently.
Uh-huh.
I clearly have very strong opinions about all of the characters.
I can't wait.
So the book is The Older Boy, and it is prominently featuring Jessica Wakefield, who is the shitty twin.
She's the legitimate sociopathic twin.
She is a full-on psychopath. She has no remorse. She lies. She's a pathological liar. Mm-hmm. She has no sense of empathy.
Correct.
She is a legitimate, like, oh, she is going to grow up to be in a hospital.
It's funny, like, rereading these books through the lens of time, because, mm-hmm. like, I always identified as Elizabeth, because you have Elizabeth, who's, like, described as the boring, academic, nerdy twin who likes to read books. And then you have Jessica, who's, like, the boy crazy, popular, likes to have adventures twin. And I always identified as Elizabeth, but wished I was, like, Jessica. Oh. But then reading these books as an adult, I'm like, she is a full-on, legitimate, insane individual.
She
Jessica.
Is. Yeah. She's horrible at it. She's only 12 years old, but I'm sitting there.
It gets
there.
Worse.
Yeah, I can't imagine. If she's like this at 12, I can't imagine what she would be like at 18 or 22 or whatever.
The most standout moment of Jessica Wakefield at 16 was when she and Elizabeth went to prom, and she was mad because Elizabeth also wanted to be prom queen, and Jessica was like, why would you want to be prom queen? You're boring and you read books. This is my thing. I'm the pretty popular one. So she was so mad at her that she spiked her sister's drink with alcohol.
What the fuck?
And her sister ended up driving away from prom with Jessica's boyfriend, getting in a car accident, and killing the boyfriend.
What?
And going to jail. And then, like, the whole book series, like, reset after, like, two books. It was fine. She was, like, exonerated. But, like, that's this level of sociopath she went to. Because her twin sister also wanted to be prom queen. She, like, gave her alcohol. And then her boyfriend died. Your face.
Oh my god. No, this girl is this girl needs to be put down. This girl needs, she should have been, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. So this is like the beginning of the madness.
Okay, so Jessica, she's a 12-year-old girl. So we meet her, and she is, I already forgot where she is in time and space.
She's at a roller rink.
That is right. In fact, the cover of the book is them at the roller rink, and I'm looking at it right now, and
She's with her best friend, Lila Fowler, who's the richest girl in Sweet Valley.
Because of course she is.
Mm-hmm.
No, so they're at a roller skating rink, and in the worst possible writing, they introduce the story after the interesting bit has already happened. So it opens with her having just met this amazing young man.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, yeah, I met this guy roller skating. Wasn't that great? And I'm like, wait, what? Like, I wanted to see you meet this person. Don't tell me after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
But these two 12-year-old idiots are out. And then they run into this 16-year-old boy.
16,
which, by the way, even to this day, I'm still like, oh, you're 4 years older than me? That's a big difference. Can you imagine as a 12-year-old? That's a third of her life.
She is in sixth grade, and he is driving himself to school.
Yeah, he's a junior in high school.
It is inappropriate on a whole lot of levels. Right. Like, even if she would have met a 14-year-old in high school as a freshman, I would have been like, I don't know about That's too much. 16? They, like, triple down on how far to go in age. And they weren't dumb 12-year-olds. He was a dumb fucking 16-year-old because he believed her when she said she was 14 and a half.
Yeah, she's like, I'm 14 and a half. And he believed her, as you said, and their conversation was along the lines of just like, hey, you're cute. Yeah, I think you're cute, too. Do you want to have dinner on Saturday? Okay. Like, that was the extent of the dialogue.
Electric.
It was. Sparks were flying.
Just shooting off the page.
Everyone was just really like, oh my god, there's heat coming off the pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was romantic.
It was so romantic. Ugh. But the big thing is, like, obviously, Jessica's parents won't let her go out on a date with a 16-year-old. No parents would let their 12-year-old go out with a 16-year-old.
No decent parents.
So she has to, like, come up with this whole ruse to, like, spend time with him. So she makes up this lie that she's going to stay over at Lila's house.
Right.
And then he picks her up. By the way, fun fact about this book. You were reading this book on a train. Yeah. And I texted you when you sent me the picture of it. I'm like, oh, is that the one with Josh Engler? And then I immediately was like, I'm horrified that I think that that's the right name.
It is the right name.
And it was the right name of this book that I probably last read when I was, like, 10.
No, that's a lie.
20.
Okay.
30.
Okay, maybe that's fair.
50. I'm very old.
We're both boomers. Baby boomers.
Yes.
I don't know. No, so, yeah, so, but, I don't even know, man. So she lies to him, tells him that she's in high school, and she creates this whole thing about, so her brother is a freshman in high school.
And you did not like her brother, Steven.
No, her brother, Steven, was like every shitty kids movie that has an annoying sibling, and that sibling tries to be the wisecracking smartass, and it just fails. He just kept making all these punny jokes, mm-hmm. and everyone was just like, oh, Steven, you're so whatever, like, funny. And no, they weren't funny.
But he was 14.
But still, even as a 14-year-old, I had some sense of a humor. Like, he was, when he made some joke about how, oh, instead of clown college, we were going to go to clone college because you have the same face as your sister. And then it's like, he laughed hysterically and clutched his sides. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
Well, if you hated that in book 15, you would not have made it through the rest of the 100 because he calls them clones a lot.
But it's like he was genuinely like, isn't it so funny that I said, hey, we're gonna send in the clones, not the clowns, get it? And then he explains the joke and then laughs at his own joke. It's not good. It's terrible. He needs to go away.
He gets a lot more palatable when the twins are in high school. He's a freshman in college at that point. He's, like, the good big brother.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's had several girlfriends die before he got to college, so he...
Before college?
He grew up fast. Trisha Martin died of leukemia.
Can you imagine being 18 and you're like, I've had multiple girlfriends die on me? Like, I would never date you.
There's just... I mean, the thing about the Sweet Valley universe is, like, everything is very contained. Literally the entire town, no matter how many, and there are hundreds of characters in this world, everyone revolves around the Wakefields. Literally everyone. And no matter how dramatic the story is, at the end of it, it all resets back to fine.
Okay.
So, like, there's stuff, there are robberies, people get lost at sea, people get kidnapped, they join cults. They get lost at sea in middle school and in high school.
Yeah, you told me, you said, oh, they get lost at sea twice.
Yeah, you'd think they would learn.
And I almost jumped out the train window when you texted me this.
There's, like, helicopter accidents. There's a girl who's deaf and gets, like, this crazy corrective surgery so she can hear again. And then her boyfriend dies. And someone gets raped. So, like, there's always crazy stuff that happens. But at the end of the book, it, like, resets. And it's fine and, like, very vanilla. So it's very strange because they paint this town as, like, this picturesque, perfect town. But the most insane shit goes down there. But, yeah. Like, there's no lasting ripple effects to any of it.
Okay, this is why I was a Babysitter's Club fan. Because the most dramatic things that ever happened in the Babysitter's Club universe was that one of the babysitters was anorexic at one point in time.
No, well, Stacy had diabetes, right?
Oh, she had that. Yeah, that was the most dramatic. It was Stacy's secret or something like that.
Yeah.
And her big, huge sickness was she had type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, which is, I'm not saying that it's not a big deal, but I mean, compared to what you're talking about, holy shit.
I think Claudia also was dyslexic.
Okay, there was dyslexia. Like, these are the most mild. There was the blind, they babysat a blind kid. They babysat an autistic kid.
Mm-hmm.
There was, yeah, Jessica had a bit of a thing with, because she was doing ballet, right? Or no, was it her or her
Jessie.
Friend? Jessie, yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. Jessie had an eating disorder or her friend did.
I don't think it was Jessie, it was probably her friend.
Okay, but then it was fine after like 100 yeah. pages.
I don't know.
It wasn't, there was nothing crazy. Oh, and then Christy, they adopted a kid, like a Chinese child. For
right.
their sister.
Fuck, what was her name? What did they name her? Kim? No, Kimmy? Kimmy. I think it was Kimmy.
Was that right? I don't remember.
I think it was Kimmy because then they had a rat that they named Little Kimmy or whatever. Like, it was the same name as the right. girl. I don't know. That might be wrong. But we're talking about Sweet Valley.
Ugh. Fine. So, wow.
Wow, this is such a huge part of my life, and you hate it.
No, I don't hate it. I'm just bewildered. I'm befuddled.
Okay. Well, maybe beginning to dive into this series later in life is a mistake.
Yeah, probably I shouldn't have waited till I was 32 to start reading Sweet Valley Twins.
Maybe not.
But so she goes, she lies to oh, what's his name again?
Josh.
She lies to Josh, tells him that she's a freshman. Her brother's a freshman, so she just recounts all the names of her brother's friends. Like, oh yeah, I know so-and-so and so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. They agree to go on a date. Mm-hmm. She, like, creates this elaborate lie where she's going to spend the night at her friend's house. So pick her up from her friend's house. And then she steals her sister's dress to wear. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, a whole thing. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird. Nothing goes the way she plans. It turns out to be a double date. Mm-hmm. And then instead of going to a fancy restaurant, they just go to the Dairy Burger.
Yeah.
And then some of her other middle school friends see her and she just ignores them. So she's trying to pretend like she's older. She's not very good at it.
No.
She doesn't think the date's gone well. But then Josh kisses her on the mouth when he drops her off. And it's like very uncomfortable to read. And then he asks her out again for, like, a big surprise.
Which is weird for a second date.
Which is weird for a second date, for sure. Especially because they met and probably talked for, like, 15 minutes before they went out.
Yeah.
And then they went out with another couple on a double date, so it's not like they really got to talk.
No.
So it's whatever. So the whole subplot running through this book is the circus has come to town.
Oh, right. So the circus has come... Now, I guess this was a thing because, okay, this book was written in the 80s.
Like, early... Or maybe mid-80s. I'm going to look at it. I think it was like 80s... I don't know.
Look it up.
87.
Okay, this book was written in 87. So this is pre-internet. This is pre-800 cable channels. I don't know. All of this. So they... The biggest thing in this city is that the circus comes to town every year. And it's the big... It's the hottest ticket.
People lose their goddamn
minds. It would
minds.
Be like when... Who's popular these days? I don't even know anymore. Taylor Swift?
I guess.
I don't know. Like, if Taylor Swift, like, suddenly was in town for a surprise visit. Yeah, so...
Well, I know two people that would be there.
I know two people that will be there, at least. But, so, it's the hottest thing in town, and he says, oh, let's go out next weekend. Josh. Mm-hmm. Angler. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. and then... She says, oh, like, her, I don't know. But, like, it sells out immediately, apparently.
Yeah. They're in town for 2 weekends.
Yeah, that's weird. That was another weird thing, that they went into detail about how it used to be 1 weekend, now it's 2 weekends. But then, oh, they sold out the earlier weekend, so now we're going to go to the last weekend, and we bought tickets at the last minute, and it's a surprise. But it's like, why do you need to go into detail about it being 2 weekends? It has no relevance.
No, it doesn't. And, like, something I thought was really funny, just to show, like, the time this was written, was Mr. Wakefield was, like, apologizing profusely for not having mailed in to get the tickets in time, which I thought was funny.
That's so crazy.
So you can't buy them online.
No.
Mail in for your mail fucking tickets.
How do you mail in for tickets?
No, maybe you write a letter that's like, I want 5 tickets for my family.
Yeah, I don't understand how that works. You, like, submit your credit card number, you buy them via mail?
I don't know.
Oof.
But so he's saying, like, he can't get them, and Elizabeth is devastated, but Jessica's, like, okay with it because she has plans that Saturday.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to, like, a couple days later, and Mr. Wakefield finds tickets somehow, and then Steven's like, oh, I can't go. I'm already going with someone else.
Yeah.
And then Jessica's like... wants to go but can't go because she has another date that she's trying to lie about.
So what's his butt? Josh asked her out to go next Saturday, but it's a surprise, and he refuses to tell her what it is. But, all like, I mean, you know what's going to happen. So
you do.
Her parents are like, we're going to the circus. Come with us. And she goes, she makes up another lie. And says
that is, like, way more elaborate and ridiculous.
Like, I'm going to my friend's lake house over the weekend. With, like, a group mm-hmm. of girls. So, like, a bunch of girls have to get in on it. Mm-hmm. And then Jessica's mom was like, oh, well, I want to talk to Mrs. Lakehouse. I don't know her name.
I just remember Carrie was the daughter's.
So it's like, I want to talk to Carrie's mom to make sure that this is okay, that you're going up there for the full weekend. And then her friend Lila gets on the phone and puts on a fake voice, and her mom is so stupid mm-hmm. that she thinks that a 12-year-old putting on a falsetto voice is, oh, that must be the mother, mm-hmm. who they've already established has already spoken with her on the phone several times. Mm-hmm. So it's not, like, a new person. She's just like, hello, this is... Like, I imagine in Mrs. Doubtfire's voice.
Hello!
Hello, this is Lila's mother! And then she falls for it. Mm-hmm.
And then, because Jessica's such a psychopath, but everything always, like, miraculously works out in her favor, she's lied to her parents and concocted this, like, whole elaborate story about what she's doing, why she can't go to the circus... And her parents feel bad enough that her dad is like, well, just, we'll do something special, just us the following weekend. What's something you want to do? So she's lying to her parents, and then she also gets, what did she pick? She wanted a glass bottom boat ride as, like, her special privilege. So, like, she's lying to her parents, and she gets, like, her own cool thing the following weekend. Of
course. But then, but here's the thing, is Elizabeth, Elizabeth is the identical twin sister. Now, they are identical twins. They have been their entire lives.
Right.
And Elizabeth is out at a bookstore with her friend. What's her friend's name?
Amy Sutton.
Okay, Amy Sutton.
She's got a real story arc we can get to later you want.
Sure. So, they're out together, and then Josh...
Angler.
I keep wanting to call him Adler.
That's not right. Isn't that a person? Is that a person?
No.
Are you sure?
Maybe. I bet there's a human being named Josh Adler.
You're probably right.
If your name is Josh Adler, please
write us, mail
like,
in.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Yeah. So he comes up to her, to Elizabeth, in the bookstore, and was like, hey, you, how's it going? Are you excited for Saturday? And she is befuddled. She says, what? I don't understand. Why does he think you are an identical twin. This must have happened to you at least one other time in your life for 12 years. Like, 12 is a long enough time that at least once somebody has mistaken you for your sister. And she's baffled. She cannot wrap her brain around the fact that a person walked up to her, thought she was somebody else, and then walked away. Mm-hmm. You have the same exact face as another person, and you know this. So it was very infuriating to me that she was scratching her head with Amy Sutton, mm-hmm. and she was just like, God, somebody walked up to me and started talking to me as if they knew me, and they were like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how could that have possibly happened? And their friend's like, you're a fucking twin. Oh, my God. Like, I was very mad, because these people are dumb. Like, they're just dumb. I was angry. When I was reading this, I was on the train, as Tiffany said, and I had tried to order a glass of wine, and they had said to me, hey, so it only comes in a half a bottle, and I said, okay. So... I was tipsy because I just finished a half a bottle of wine, and I'm flipping angrily, just like flip, 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 like through flip, like through Sweet Valley, through Sweet Valley Twins, and I'm just all pissed off, and I'm just guzzling the last of my Chardonnay, and I'm just like, this book is horseshit. So I was very mad.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But the fact that I was very invested...
You were invested.
Yeah.
The whole, like, being so identical thing has always, like, confused me personally. Because I've known many sets of identical twins in my life. Mm-hmm. That if you spend less than a day with them, you can clearly see the differences.
Right.
So I've never quite understood, like... I get maybe Josh would be confused. If he had only met one, didn't know she had a sister. Fine. But, like, they'll play pranks on their fellow, like, classmates and teachers that mm-hmm. they've known their whole lives. And they're the same classmates they have into, like, high school and college.
Yeah.
And when they dress as each other, they're all confused. Like, wait, what? You're really Elizabeth? I'm shocked. And that bugs me.
And their personalities are so different. I was looking at all the covers of this spread of books that Tiffany left on my counter.
Sorry.
And even... looking at just the covers of the pictures of the two twins, I could tell...
Elizabeth always has her hair in goddamn barrettes.
Does she?
Yeah, a lot of barrettes.
No, some of them there was no barrettes. But I could tell which one was which just based on
how
reading.
How slutty they were.
First of all, these were the books when they're 12.
Yeah, she's dating a 16-year-old. What word would you use?
But I'm saying, like, I could tell just looking at the pictures of the two of them, and they both were dressed conservatively, but based on their facial expressions and how they carried themselves, mm-hmm. I could tell, oh, that's clearly supposed to be Jessica, and that was supposed to be Elizabeth. And they're not real people.
But you get it.
Right. But I mean, but if you didn't know, I've been in the situation where I've known a person and I didn't know they had an identical twin.
That's a mind fuck.
Yeah, I had a dance teacher when I was fifth grade who had an identical twin, and she like showed up to one of our shows, and I walked up to her and I was like, "Oh, Miss Astrid," and then I was like, "Oh, but even then they were identical
twins.
Was
weird.
No, their makeup was completely different and her hair was different.
Yeah,
so I was just like, I did a double take, but I could still was like. It took me a second, but I was like, as a 10-year-old, I was like, oh, these are two different human beings, mm-hmm. even though they have the exact same face. And I dated an identical twin.
Mm-hmm.
I've been friends with identical twins.
Mm-hmm. And you can always tell them apart.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. And thanks to you, I can tell the Olsen twins apart, finally.
You're welcome.
But they're not identical.
No, they look very similar, but they're not identical.
No, but like I can now tell them apart.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm not proud of the things I'm good at. So Elizabeth goes to confront Jessica to be like, why is this guy talking to me in a bookstore? And Jessica is a psychopath. And she's like, oh, we're just talking on the phone. It's cool. And Elizabeth's like, why is my dress on your floor? You need to wash it and iron it and then, like, put it back in my closet. I can't believe you took it without asking me. And then Jessica, like, puts on the waterworks and is like, Lizzie, I can't believe you would accuse me of, like, talking to a guy or going out with him. We're just talking on the phone. It's not a big deal. I can't believe you don't trust me. And she, like, manipulates Elizabeth into being like, you are right. I'm so sorry I didn't believe you. I'll go ahead and wash the dress if that will make you feel better.
God.
So Jessica's in the wrong and, like, manipulates the situation so that her sister feels bad about her, about being upset that something of hers was taken without her permission.
Yeah.
And Jessica has no remorse or no guilt about it whatsoever.
No. She's just like, oh, thank God she believed me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's her reaction. And mm-hmm. Man, she's the worst.
She's kind of the worst.
But she believes her ridiculous lie that, oh, no, this is a hot older guy I met and we've agreed that we're just going to talk to each other on the phone, but that's it. It's
weird that
Elizabeth... He came up to her and was like, are you excited for Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, yeah. So Saturday, we agreed that we're going to talk on the phone. That's why
we're
so excited.
When I'm at the cabin.
When I'm at the cabin. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's weird. And you would think Elizabeth has been through enough. She's been through 14 other books up until this one.
Oh.
You would think she would be used to these schemes of her sisters.
Elizabeth is supposed to be the smart one, right?
Right.
She's not.
In this book.
In anything.
This is the only one you've read, so you shut your mouth.
Well, I'm just saying, if this is a sense of what the other books are like...
It kind of is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so kind of, like, fast forward, and then it turns into, like, what I found to be a very madcap staple of, like, any late 80s, early 90s kind of sitcom.
Yeah.
Date situation.
Sure.
So Josh picks Jessica up again at Lila's while her parents think she's at this cabin.
It's still a surprise outing.
It's still a surprise.
Oh my God.
He goes to pick up his cousin, Megan.
Yes.
And Megan's in the car. She's also a freshman. She doesn't know Jessica.
She's like, oh, I know you from this. Have you been in this? I thought you were in this guy's class. And she's just like, oh, she keeps making excuses. And nobody picks up on this.
Nope. And then they're like, now we have to go pick up my date, Megan's date. So she's giving directions. And as they're driving, Jessica's like, huh, these directions look kind of familiar. And then they stop in front of her house to pick up Josh's cousin's date, which is her brother, Steven.
Right. And they'd even said it earlier, like, oh, yeah, we're picking up her date. His name is like
Stu
or I don't remember what Stan or something like that. She's like, okay. But I immediately was like, oh, it's Steven.
Yeah, of course it is.
Obviously.
And there is, like, a chapter, I think, where Steven is even talking about a girl.
Yeah.
That, like, he's interested in. So they go to pick up, and then her brother walks to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, shitting her pants. Like, is he going to give me up? what's going to happen here. I thought he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He didn't acknowledge that that was his sister. He, like, gave her a look like, what the hell? Also, but he, like, didn't blow her cover.
Yeah, which is remarkable. Creepy. Because she's 12 and she's with a 16-year-old. And he still was like, yeah, I'm just going to pretend like this isn't weird.
I am in my inappropriate 30s. And my older brother is still doesn't like me even speaking to guys.
That's weird.
It's cute.
No.
It's cute.
No,
it's
that's endearing. Weird.
No, okay. He's protective.
I don't know. I don't have a brother.
Well, that's what they're like.
I don't know.
It is. You know, he's like, is this guy good enough for my sister kind of a thing. And I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Take my word for it.
I don't have any. My dad's never been the type of dad that was like, you can't date or blah, blah. Like, he's just like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going out with him. He's like, cool, good for you. Like, he
doesn't give a
shit. No.
Papa Duffy.
Aw. But, like, no, I've never had that relationship with a guy before that they were like, oh, who are you dating? Who are the blah, blah, blah? Like, to me, that's just, like, so bizarro world.
Well, he gets way more protective in high school, but here, when he's 14, he's just kind of, like,
he should have been more so.
Covering for her, and he really should have
been. When she's 12.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Ugh.
But they go out. Okay, so this is another thing that pissed me off. So they're in the car together.
Uh-huh.
And she's still, like, I don't know where we're going today.
I knew. Then, when I was reading it this morning, I was on this page and I was like, Caitlin's going to be so mad. Can I just flip to it and see if I know exactly what you're going to say?
Sure.
So it's when they're driving.
Yeah, they're driving and she still is, so he's taking me to a fun event. I don't know anything it's about. It's the weekend of the big circus. What could possibly be happening? So, Tiffany's furiously flipping through the pages.
I found it.
Okay.
So, Megan is trying to give her clues to what this is.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you a clue, she told Jessica. It's on the casual side, and you'll have to be ready to expect the unexpected. You'll have to be ready to clown around. Jessica frowned. I don't get it. Give me another clue.
Oh, my God. Jessica.
Josh says, here's another clue. It takes place in three rings.
What else?
Jessica narrowed her eyes. Three rings, she repeated blankly, because she's a fucking idiot.
I want to strangle. She's a 12-year-old girl. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not for capital punishment. Nor am I for especially minors, let alone anyone. But, holy shit, Jessica. Like, you deserve a throttling for this. Like, how dumb? Like, you can't be this dumb. She's orchestrated all these lies that she's made this tangled web, and she's like, three rings, clowns, it's the weekend of the circus, where could we, like, I don't know. Oh my, like, no one is that dumb.
Nobody is that dumb.
It's upsetting. Oh, it made me very angry.
I know. I knew it would. Yeah. I knew it would.
But so then they're like, it's the circus. So, surprise. Okay, if, by the way, you still didn't pick up on the fact that they're going to the circus, shame on you.
Don't even listen to us anymore.
Turn
we don't
it off,
need you.
Go to bed and think about what you've done.
Yeah. So she's terrified now that they're going to run into her parents and Elizabeth while they're at the circus.
Yeah, because they already have circus tickets.
Yeah. And guess what?
They do.
Oh! We cut out a lot of boring stuff that doesn't matter. They all run into each other at the circus, and her parents are furious.
Right, they're furious, but she's just like, hey guys, let me go home with this guy. Can you imagine if your 12-year-old daughter showed up to an event, had lied to you about it, shows up with a 16-year-old, and was like, I'm gonna go home with him, and then we'll reconvene later? I'd be like, hell no! You can't do that! No. That's bullshit! But they're like, okay, let's talk about this later. And then they do. They go back.
And she still lies about it because
She still lies!
We skipped over the part when Elizabeth found out that she was going out with him again.
Yeah.
And Jessica comes up with this kind of brilliant lie where she's like, but he told me he was 14 years old. So she's now lying about his age, saying he lied about it, making himself younger.
Yeah.
Which is very clever, but also she's a psychopath.
Yeah.
And so Elizabeth's like, well, you have to break things off with him, and she lies and says she will. But so when now her parents have found out, she repeats that same lie. She says, I thought he was 14, so I didn't know I was doing anything that wrong because he lied to me.
Even though he picked her up in a car.
Yeah, and so her parents are, like, mad, but as she's saying that, they, like, start to soften and, like, sympathize with her.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And they only decide to ground her for, like, 2 weeks, and spoiler alert, they unground her in the next book so she can go to Kimberly Haver's party.
That's so, I'm sorry, there's a reason why this girl's a psychopath. It's because her parents have no spine. Aww. Yeah, and then they, oh, man. So this, they're, like, so this girl's terrible. She lies to her parents, and she has this whole thing about how, oh my god, I feel so bad that I lied. I never will lie again. And then the first thing out of her mouth is another lie.
Yeah.
It, like, this is, I'm glad I didn't read these books as a kid, because this is a terrible message to send to people. Because kids that age are so impressionable that they're going to emulate her and be like, oh, she got away with it. I'm just going to do the same thing.
Well, I read all of these books as a kid, and you're right, because I'm garbage now as an adult.
No, but I'm not saying you specifically, but there are, like, I have watched, so I still babysit sometimes, and I have watched horrible TV programs that are aimed at children that are on the air today. And they have things like this where the kid lies to the parents. Mm-hmm. And the first reaction of these kids watching them are, oh, I'm going to just copy him because he lied to his parents, he didn't get in trouble, and he got rewarded for it. So I'm just going to copy what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine there must have been hundreds or thousands of kids that read this and were like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do what she did.
Yeah, because she doesn't, she'll have consequences, but they're always, like, soft consequences.
Ugh.
And then it's normally negated by, like, the next book.
I would love to read the version of the Sweet Valley, like, see where they are now, as they're probably, what, 50?
Oh, honey. So they rebranded these books back maybe a decade ago, and it was called Sweet Valley Confidential, and now the twins were, I think, 28?
Okay.
And I had never been more excited about any book coming out in my fucking life. I was, like, pumped. I pre-ordered it. I got it at midnight, like, that night.
More than Deathly Hallows?
Okay, well, no, not more than that. But, like, I was so pumped because I grew up with these characters. I loved them. I wanted to be in this world. Like, I wanted to be these people. I was so excited to see, like, what they would be like as adults. I was around the same age at that time. So I was like, they're like me. This is going to be so exciting. It was awful. They were so bad. It still upsets me to think about. I obviously bought and read them all.
Sure.
But, like, it was, you know, I opened it and started reading, and, like, the first chapter is, like, Elizabeth, like, having an orgasm, and it was scandalous. Because, like, they were, like, very, in spite of all the dates and all that kind of stuff that happened in these books, they were very, like, asexual people. Even though they had steady boyfriends and stuff, it wasn't, they weren't, like, sexy books, really.
Right.
So it was very, like, weird. Sure. And then Jessica married, like, Elizabeth's high school boyfriend, and vice versa, and it was weird and terrible. Come to find out, the reason it was so terrible, we're going to go back all the way to the beginning of this podcast, when I started something but didn't finish it. Francine Pascal is the creator of this world. She didn't write any of these books.
Oh.
Until Sweet Valley Confidential.
Oh, no.
And so those were so bad because she was writing them herself. Like, all of the words, everything came from her. And it was garbage. And it was upsetting. And I know I wasn't the only person that thought that because I looked online and everyone was mad about it. So these were, like, these were all ghostwritten. Most of them will say by Jamie Suzanne when you open it up. But that's still, like, one name for a whole bunch of different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, written by Jamie Suzanne, created by Francine Pascal. So she created the characters, and then what she would do, I found this article written once by a woman who ghostwrote a lot of these books, mostly the high school ones, and she was putting herself through college at the time, and she would get, like, a big manila envelope in the mail, and would have an outline. It would say, you know, we want Jessica and Elizabeth to be shipwrecked, and, like, these are the five characters we want in the book, this is how we want it to end, write it. And she, you know, she would have a certain amount of time to write it and send it back. And that's how these books were written. So Francine would have these ideas but couldn't flesh them out. Oh. And she would send them to her stable of writers to write them and then send them back to her. And the woman who wrote this article that I found was, like, kind of expressing embarrassment at having done that for, like, her career in college.
She was a paid writer in college. People would kill for that.
I found her. She's now a professor at a university. Oh. I found her email address. I wrote her this very long email basically being, it's so embarrassing. Like, I've found it since and, like, reread it, and I'm like, I am the worst person. But it was basically just me gushing and being like, please don't ever feel embarrassed about what you did, because I in my real life, I'm a very avid reader. I read constantly all the time. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And it's because of books like this that I started reading when I was really little. And so I wrote her that, and I was like, it's because of you writing these books that you're embarrassed about that has, like, turned me into the person that I am today, and I appreciate that, so never feel, like, embarrassed about it. And she wrote me back. Aww. And it was wonderful.
That's lovely. Aww.
Yeah, it was very great.
Well, I'm glad you connected with her.
Thank you.
And then, these books are garbage.
They are, but, like, I think it's really important to read anything when you're little, because it does spark that interest in you. It, like, makes you excited to read the next one. And I love, the Babysitter's Club did this too, where, like, the last page would, like, bleed into how the next one would start. Didn't they?
I don't remember.
And it would
have
at the end, like, see what's coming up next and, like, number whatever. I thought they did.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that the last page and a half was all of a sudden it switches gear. And then it's like, oh, this is Dylan and his brother Dylan. And
Dylan and Tom.
Oh, and it's like, are they going to have a feud? I'm like, I don't give a shit about if they have a feud. Because I just met Dylan and Tom.
Well, you don't care when you're 32. If you were 10 years old reading this, you'd be, like, jammed? You'd be jazzed to go to, like, B. Dalton, you know, when they release the next one to pick it up.
Maybe. I still want to go back and read. So my jam was, I was super into Babysitter's Club, specifically the little sister.
I thought Karen was a piece of garbage. She was so annoying.
Okay, I agree with you, but as someone who was the same age as Karen while I was reading these books, I think I had a very similar personality to her.
Mm-hmm.
I was, looking back, I was super obnoxious and annoying and loud at that age.
I can't believe that.
No, I'm
being
totally
sincere.
No. I was really fucking obnoxious at that age. And I think about things I said and things I did with my friends, and I'm super embarrassed. Even to this day, I'll be walking to the coffee shop to, like, I'm like, I'm gonna work on a screenplay, like, with, you know, my bag on, and all of a sudden I'll think, hey, remember the thing you said when you were 7? I'll be like, oh fuck, and I'll just, like, curl up in a ball.
Oh my god, I do that too. I lose sleep for days.
Yeah. And I'm like, these people, like, no. Like, but still, so if I knew you when I was a kid, I am conscious of the fact I was extremely annoying. So I apologize. But, yeah, I was odd.
So you really related to Karen.
Yeah, no, so Karen and I, like, I was like, yeah, I get Karen, because Karen feels like me, because she just says whatever is on her mind without thinking, and that was her character, and she was obnoxious, and I understood it. At that time.
Mm.
But, you know, I told you about how when I was the same age as her, I moved to Connecticut.
Yeah.
And so I lost my mind. Because it would be the same as if you were...
I moved to California.
It would be the same as if you had moved to Sweet Valley, California, as a 12-year-old. As an 8-year-old, I moved to Fairfield County, Connecticut.
Does Stony Brook exist?
It does not exist. Mm. But they were in Fairfield, Connecticut, or in Fairfield County, which is a real county, which is where I had moved to.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember losing my goddamn mind. Because I'm like, we're moving to Fairfield County? Which is a very small county. But that's where Karen Brewster was from.
I get
Christy
it.
Christy Brewster and the whole gang.
I get it. I mean, these books, like, they really do shape your worldview in your childhood when you're little.
Yeah.
And, like, as an adult, you might read them and realize that they're not very good, but they were so important to me as a kid.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes me so happy that I finally got you to read one of these.
Yeah, thank you for
I'm
sharing.
A little disappointed that you didn't read all of the ones I left you. One of the most upsetting things, one of the books you did not choose is, like, I don't know, it's book 42 or something, Jessica's Secret. Her secret is she hasn't gotten her period yet.
No, I got
so
that.
So read this book 15, in the context of she's a 12-year-old girl who hasn't even started puberty yet.
Ugh.
Going out with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's
gross.
Rough.
Gross.
Yeah, I read the back cover of Jessica's Secret, and I immediately was like, oh, she got her period. it was like something has happened to Elizabeth that hasn't yet happened to Jessica that has made her a woman. I'm like, just say it. Just say she got
just a period. Just say period. And like, God, that book is fucking weird. I kind of wish she would have picked that one because her parents like make her a special breakfast because like Elizabeth comes downstairs and she's like, I'm changed.
What? It's so weird. That's not accurate. I'm sorry. No, it's weird. When I got my period, I was very upset. There was no breakfast. There was no me, I didn't sashay down the staircase. I was like, Mom, Dad, I got my period. Like, no. Like, it was like, oh, God, I'm disgusting and gross and covered in blood. Like, no.
Yeah, I think the only person that's ever been excited about getting their period was Elizabeth Wakefield in the fictional town of Sweet Valley.
Yeah,
I 100% did not tell anyone other than my mother. And, like, I was like, great, wonderful. Now I have to deal with this bullshit.
For the next 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. It's not fun. It's not
magical. It's not exciting.
It's gross. The only time I could understand being excited about getting your period is if I had gotten it, like, really late.
Yeah, and then those are times you're thrilled to get your period.
I had a friend that didn't get her period until she was 16.
Oh, I thought we were talking about in our adult life when running late. Oh, yeah, no,
I had a friend she was, like, excited when she got hers, and I was like, yeah, but, like, you weren't, like, young. Like, I was in middle school when I got mine, and it was not fun.
I got mine before the Valentine's Day dance when I turned, I think, 11 or, no, when I turned 12 in sixth grade. It was so metaphoric and disgusting.
It's gross.
It's so gross. I thought you were talking about, like, you're excited when you get your period, when you think your period's late.
Oh, no, that's definitely happened to me a few times.
Because that's always, like,
there's at least two or three times where I, like, was like, ah, and then I was like, oh, thank God I have it.
Yeah. I can relate. but I am very curious how you would rate this on a scale of 1 to 10, and I'm afraid of it.
No, here's the thing, though. It's like, I can totally... I got invested in it. That's the thing. If it was boring and I didn't care, that's one thing. But I was invested in these characters. I got a very clear sense of who Elizabeth and Jessica were.
Mm-hmm.
And I was... I read 103 pages of this book.
Mm-hmm.
And... it was, yeah, so I could totally understand why a kid would be into this. But, you know, I'm gonna get... it's just hard to... it's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say because it's not my cup of tea, but I could totally see why somebody would be super into it.
Right.
So objectively, I'll give it a 7.
What?
But personally, I'll give it a 4.
Okay, yeah, that's more.
But objectively, I can totally see why someone would be super into this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it wasn't, I think
it wasn't your thing.
I tried to read one Sweet Valley book when I was a kid. And I got maybe 4 chapters into it, and I just was bored by it.
I feel like you would have liked Sweet Valley High.
I don't think so, because I think that's what I tried to read. I just didn't care about the characters. They were just too adult-ish for me.
Yeah, it is interesting, like, looking back, because I read all these when I was so young. Like, I was reading the high school books when I was in elementary school. And so, you know, I'm like... I don't know, between the ages of 8 and 10, reading all these books. So thinking when I get to high school,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's going to be insane. Like, nope. People are going to go on dates and not just be like, hey, want to go to the movies? It's going to be like, hey, I would like to ask you on a date. And it's, like, very proper.
Yeah.
And people go steady and, like, people get kidnapped and all this crazy stuff.
Nope.
High school is nothing like that.
No.
At all. So I was very let down. I did get in trouble once for reading one of these books in elementary school.
Really?
It was called Dear Sister. It was book number 7. It's one where Elizabeth is riding on the back of Todd Wilkins' motorcycle, and they get into an accident. She falls into a coma. When she wakes up, she's starting to act like Jessica, which means she's acting a little like a floozy. And so she goes out with Bruce Patman, who's the richest boy in school, and he cups her breast.
Oh, no.
Like, it literally said, and he cupped her breast, and she was like, oh, that feels good. And I was, like, passing the book around in, like, my, I don't know, second or third grade classroom, being like, oh, my God, it says boob. And I got in trouble.
I did that, too. Not with that book,
got in though. A coma after a motorcycle accident?
No, there was a sex scene in a book that I was
Clan
reading.
Of the Cave Bear.
Clan of the Cave Bear.
I knew it. Your favorite.
I read that book in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the first adult. The first adult book I ever read was Congo. I read that when I was in fifth grade.
Mm.
And I loved that book because I was obsessed with gorillas.
Yeah.
And one of the main characters is a gorilla, so I was fully on board.
Mm-hmm.
But I read Clan of the Cave Bear in sixth grade, and I brought it to school with me, and I remember being like, guys, look. They talk about boobs and penises. And, yeah, I passed it around friends, but I didn't get in trouble with it because someone is more discreet. Someone is cool.
Oh, I was not chill about it. I could fly under the radar.
I was pretty slick about it. I passed it around, like, you know, during study break.
Oh, I did it, like, in the middle of a class. I was like, guys, look at this. She's getting felt up.
That's gross.
I know, but, like, I don't know. It was weird. You wanted to share it with your friends.
Yeah, because it's, like, the first time you've read anything about that and your brain is super confused. Yeah.
I don't think it... I mean, it didn't say the words felt up. I doubt I knew felt up when I was, like, 8. I hope I didn't. I don't know. I always read, like, way above where I was supposed to.
Me too.
Like, I remember I read it when I was in 5th grade, which is not the right age to read that book at all. Mm-hmm. But I did.
I still haven't read it.
And I remember I would ask my mom that, like, now. I'd be like, why were you letting me, like, because I didn't have a job.
You're so smart.
I didn't, no, but, like, the point is, like, I didn't have a job. I didn't have money. I wasn't buying these books. So it wasn't, like, the argument could be made that I'm purchasing these on my own so I can read what I want. Mm-hmm. I had to ask my mother to buy, like, her 10-year-old daughter this Stephen King book. Like, why in the world would you do that? And she was always like, as long as you were reading, I was happy. I didn't care what you read. You know?
Yeah, I've read The Dead Zone and I read The Shining when I was in middle school.
Shining is a scary fucking book.
It didn't scare me, though.
The book scares me. It scares me more like than the movie.
It's just a book.
It scares me more than the movie does.
It didn't bother me.
Well, you're a monster.
I think that's part of it. I think I just had no emotion. I was like, well, this is just words on a page. I can't be afraid of that.
Well, you're smarter than me.
I'm not. But we read books.
We did read books. Yeah,
we read books about boobs when we were too young.
Yeah, when we were too young. I love these books.
Yeah.
I do. That was, like, when I moved out to California and started working, like, on my own, that was, like, what I was going to start spending my money on. So I was going back and collecting all the ones I didn't have that were missing in my collection. That's why I have, in my bedroom, I think, like you said, I have 3 bookcases that are just all Sweet Valley. Because it means a lot to me.
Oh, have you read them all?
Yeah, I've read them all.
Oh, good.
I mean, you know me, I read constantly all the time, a bunch of things at once. And it's because of books like this. And I would change almost everything about myself, except the fact that I'm a reader.
Aw, you're a wonderful... And not only is Tiffany a reader, she doesn't say this, but she's a speed reader.
Well, I read...
No. Like, here's the thing, is you don't understand. Like, I've never met anybody that reads faster than you. I will give, like, this book, it's 103 pages, which is not, it's just a very short book, but you read it in 30 minutes. You read 100 pages in 30 minutes. That's crazy. 3 pages a minute.
Well, but it is also, like, it's not heavy.
No, but here's the thing, you're flipping through it. It's not, there's no pictures in it. There's no big, long breaks. It looks like a normal book inside. Three pages per minute is crazy fast.
Okay.
It is.
I do remember
very
once.
Very impressive.
Thank you so much. I do remember once in elementary school, there was a guy I had a crush on whose name has escaped me now. And I don't know what we were like filling out something and you had to like write, you had like a partner and you had to write like what your friend was good at and what they were bad at. And he wrote, I was good at reading really fast and I was bad at reading really slow. Because I was that kid. I'm such a nerd. Like, I would walk around in school, like, reading a fucking book. Like, I always have a book on me.
No, you have, like, a talent that you could take to the NSA.
It is not a marketable skill.
No, it is, though. Like, seriously, like, Tiffany will read, how many books do you read per week?
Anywhere between, like, 7 and 10.
She reads 7 per 10, like, she reads a book a day. That's psychotic. That is no, like, it's like, seriously, like, that is a skill that I have never met anyone. The closest I've ever met to anyone like you is someone who reads 2 books a month. Seriously, like, that's a skill. Like, you could read, you could learn.
If I could get paid for reading, I would do it.
You should.
How do I do that?
You could
Mom?
Be a book reviewer.
A book reviewer.
A book reviewer. You can review books for a living. Seriously, okay, if you work for a publishing company, I'm listening to you. I'm pulling the microphone to my face.
She's putting her mouth on it.
No, I'm not.
Her mouth is right up in
here. No.
It's on it.
Shush. I'm making out with the microphone. If you need someone to read books quickly, Tiffany Solia is the fastest reader I've ever met in my life. She's genius level. Seriously, she reads a book a day.
I read over 365 books a year ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
She reads over, I'm not talking about 100-page books. I'm talking about books that are, 200, 300, 400 pages. She reads one per day. So, seriously, call her. Hire her. That's my story. Anyway.
Pay me to read something, please.
Seriously. Okay, anyway. I just think it's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You're so talented.
That's one thing I can do.
But that's, all you need. Seriously. That is, a freakish good skill.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks. I like books. And it's all because of Francine Pascal.
Francine.
It really is. So, even though I can look you dead in the eye and be like, yes, these books are trash.
Yeah.
I can recognize it is unrealistic, it's garbage, but it made reading fun for me.
That's all that matters.
And that's all that mattered. So, because of that, I would still give this probably, a 10 out of 10.
Good.
Just because it, it shaped my life in, a weird way.
Francine, if you're listening, is she alive?
She's alive, okay. But I hope she's not listening, because I talked about how she's a terrible author. She's a great world builder.
Francine, hire Tiffany. Anyway.
Please and thank you.
So that's good. So that's fun. Thanks for sharing the Sweet Valley universe with me.
Thank you for humoring me and reading it.
Of course. I will never love it as much as you, but that's
okay.
That's okay.
I will never love Karen Brewster as much as you.
That's also okay.
Good.
Yeah.
So I think what you guys all need to do, listeners, is follow Caitlin on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm
just full stop.
Duffosaurus Rex.
Underscore.
Duffosaurus Rex. Underscore Rex.
Always forget the underscore.
Tiffany's at T Solia. Yeah. And we're now on Instagram.
Instagram.
Not Instagram, but Instagram.
Yes, we are. At Peanut Butter and Jelly Shoes.
Yeah, we have some followers now. I don't know where they came from.
They came from the internet.
Do you know Scott Aukerman is following us?
I did see that.
I
don't think.
It's not as real.
It's not.
It's not, but that's okay.
Did you know someone who's pretending to be Scott Aukerman is following us?
That's all I care about.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
I like
cool.
Scott.
Scockerman?
Scockerman. Hey, Mr. Scockerman. Thank you.
Yeah, Scott and Scott, if you were listening to us, we would be thrilled to be guests on one of your podcasts. Or if you guys want to come and talk to us about Sweet Valley. Or if you want to come talk to us about U2, or R.E.M., or Billy
good,
Joel, maybe.
Might good be, rock and roll music?
Good rock and roll music? Please, get in touch with @Duffosaurus_Rex.
Yes.
Or Instagram.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Cool.
We don't know how to do anything.
Nope.
But anyway, I'm Tiffany.
I'm Caitlin. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.